Welcome to the deep dive.
Okay, wow. Did the Reserve Bank just throw a massive curveball or what? I mean, everyone seemed primed for a rate cut. Economists, the market, even us probably
It
felt like a sure thing.
really did. The expectation was pretty overwhelming.
But nope. The RBA board held the cash rate steady, 3.85%. And get this, the ASX futures, they showed something like a 97% chance of a cut. 97.
Incredible odds. And for the first time, I think all the big four banks publicly predicted a cut. CBA, Westpac, NAG, ANZ.
And they were all wrong. Publicly wrong. That's quite something.
It really is. So our mission today in this deep dive is to unpack why they paused, what are the experts saying now, and crucially, what does this actually mean for you and, your plans?
Right. Let's dig into the RBA's thinking. Their statement mentioned competing economic signals. Sounds like they were caught a bit, choosing caution. The main reason seemed to be wanting to wait for a little more information just to be sure inflation is behaving itself. Exactly. And that key missing information is the full quarterly CPI data, the Consumer Price Index figures. We get monthly hints, and they've been okay, sort of within target recently, but the board clearly wants that comprehensive picture.
Which makes sense. That's due end of July, right?
That's right. So they're holding off until they have that bigger data set.
But it wasn't a slam dunk decision, was it? I saw the vote was split.
Yeah, 6-3. Six members voted to hold, three wanted to cut now.
Wow. So a full third of the board thought a cut was justified already.
It shows it wasn't some firm rejection of easing, more like a narrow win for patience, finely balanced, as I like to say.
That split is really telling, isn't it? Suggests future decisions could be just as close.
Definitely. And Governor Bullock's comments afterwards were key too. She basically said, look, an easing cycle is coming. This whole decision, it was about timing, not direction.
Okay, so a delay, not a detour.
Precisely. It kind of suggests maybe a new pattern, Major policy moves might align more closely with those big quarterly inflation reports going forward. More predictable, perhaps.
Interesting. So what about the big four banks then? They got July spectacularly wrong. They've now shifted their forecasts, right? Consensus is for August.
Yes, they quickly recalibrated. August is the new favorite for the first cut.
But, I mean, should we trust their new predictions given the July miss?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? While they agree on August timing, look at their longer-term views. They still differ quite a bit on where rates will end up. Westpac is the most optimistic or dovish. They see rates going down to 2.85%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but CBA and ANZ, they think the floor is higher, around 3.35%.
That's a whole 50 basis points difference, half a percent.
Exactly. And that half percent difference has, well, pretty profound implications if you're making big financial decisions, like fixing your mortgage. Which forecast do you bet on?
Right. Okay, so let's bring it back to the listener. What does this pause mean for you right now? First off, if you are hoping for relief and feel a bit disappointed, remember that 6-3 vote. And the governor's comments? It seems like it's when, not if.
Good point. It's a delay.
Second, this pause actually gives you a window. About 4 weeks until the next RBA meeting, it's maybe a good time to, check your own rates, do a repricing review. Lenders don't always pass cuts on automatically.
Client inertia is a real thing. We saw after the last cut, something like 90% of eligible borrowers didn't actually reduce their repayments. You often need to ask.
Okay, and property, what are the implications there?
Well, for buyers, this hold might provide a little breathing room. It could temper price growth slightly, maybe ease the pressure. Good time to get pre-approved, lock in capacity.
Makes sense. And for sellers?
Buyer confidence is still there, but affordability is definitely stretched. So pricing needs to be realistic based on what buyers can actually afford right now.
Got it. And investors,
Yeah.
still tough.
Yeah, borrowing costs stay high for now. So rigorous cash flow analysis is absolutely essential. It's still a challenging environment.
Okay, so to wrap up.
The RBA's surprise hold seems to be a delay tactic, not a change of heart. The overall direction for interest rates still points downwards, just maybe a bit slower than hoped.
Right, and maybe a final thought for you listening. This uncertainty, this split decision, it really highlights how vital good advice is right now. So, how will you use this pause, this extra information, to position yourself for your next financial move? What other questions does this raise for your own situation?